This is North Shore High School Basketball on MSONewsSports.com. Hi, everyone. This afternoon, it'll be Brighton versus Danvers in an MIAA Division II matchup. Both these two teams are coming off opening round wins. Brighton, a big 72-67 win over Belmont. They are now 14-8 on the year. And Danvers picking up their 18th win of the season, 18-4 with a 49-40 win over Melrose. Our two head coaches are John Coleman of Brighton and John Walsh of Danvers High School, and they'll both join us here in just a few moments as part of our pregame show. Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go. Enjoy the local flavor. Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. Moore GMC of Danvers, serving the North Shore since 1969, 84 High Street. See General Manager Jeff Clickstein. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years, located at 557 Chestnut Street in Lynn, harringtontrophy.com. Quality products and exceptional customer service. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for all your estate planning and tax preparation needs. Gloria Food Store, consistently Beverly's number one deli. Lynn Museum, 590 Washington Street in Lynn, combining with the Lynn Arts community for a vibrant downtown cultural center in downtown Lynn. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance for complete peace of mind. The Porthole Restaurant, try their award-winning clam chowder. The Porthole provides a great dining value, combining quality with quantity. A North Shore dining landmark located on the water on the Lynnway in Lynn. Lynn Auditorium, one of the premier entertainment venues in the state. Top shows in a comfortable setting. For listing and tickets, go to lynnauditorium.com. And by the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com, serving the North Shore since 1877. A great source for North Shore news, sports, and entertainment information. Well, hi again, everyone. I'm Bill Newell, courtside here in Danvers for today's Brighton-Danvers matchup. One thing I noticed in looking at Brighton in their win against Belmont, they used a lot of players off the bench and got a lot of production from those players. That's a topic we'll discuss with both head coaches coming up, Hugh Coleman from Brighton High School and John Walsh from Danvers High School. So our pregame show rolling on. We do have one final score from this afternoon in girls ice hockey. It was the Beverly Danvers Ipswich team defeating Arlington 4-1. We do have a post up on our website. And be sure to tell folks that the broadcast is on today right here on Channel 8. You can follow us on Twitter at MSO News Sports, MSO News Sports, and email us at any time at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. We'll take a break. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plastow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Jeff Clickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
MSONewsSports.com, keeping you in touch with the North Shore. Our multimedia website presents Trending Now with Josh Arnold Thursday mornings at 10 o'clock. And follow us on Twitter at MSONewsSports.
We're joined by Brighton coach Hugh Coleman here on MSONewsSports.com here in Danvers. And Hugh, first of all, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us. Beautiful facility.
It is. And tell us how you're looking at today's game, and what do you know about Danvers?
So what do we know? When we made our run in the state tournament back in 2012 in Division II, Danvers was in Division III. And so the first year we made it to the state championship, they were in the state championship. We went back in 2013. They went back in 2013. All along, we were kind of going parallel. So it was Division II, Division III. Then I know that they made the jump in 2014 to Division II, and I know they went down in the, I believe it was the semifinals of the North to New Mission High School, or the North Final, either or. And so we had lost earlier in the playoffs to Salem, but I knew, wow, what a program. And then obviously last year in 2015, we faced them in the semifinals, and we lost to Danvers, who went on to win the state title, 27-0. Marvelous year, marvelous team. And Coach Walsh, I think he's amazing. He's done amazing things with the program. So yeah. A lot of admiration.
Oh, no, absolutely. And I know it's a different team. Tell us about your team. It seemed to me that win at Belmont had to be a huge win for you guys, because they had a very good season in the Middlesex League.
Yes, absolutely. Our record doesn't necessarily indicate, I think, how good we are or could be. I think it reflects the tough schedule that we scheduled this year. We've gone to New Jersey on a few occasions. We played two New Jersey, one New York team, really good teams. We played in the state. I think we played maybe eight to ten ranked teams this season, regular season. So we knew that it was going to be a challenge, and we lost some really key players last year, two seniors, Jason Jones and Dexter Andrews, who gave us a lot of defense, leadership, and rebounding. Those are things that we kind of struggled with this year, because we had a lot of juniors and sophomores. So finding our identity, finding our leadership, that was part of our journey this year. And so against Belmont, really good team. Wow, really good team. They shot the ball very well. It was a little awkward playing in their gym, because a lot of open space. I think we're used to more confined spaces. But you know what? We pressured. We played at least anywhere between 10 to maybe 11 guys. We've had that kind of trust all season. Hasn't always worked out for us, but the consistency, I think, got some guys ready for the state tournament time. I believe that we got great leadership out of our senior captain, Isaiah Winston Brooks. And I think because of his leadership, everyone else was able to feed off of that. And I think that made the difference for us. We played really solid defense, and we really tried to speed the game up and maybe tire Belmont out. And by the time we got to the fourth quarter, their best player there, number four, who had 24 points, and he was really shooting the ball very well all game. Late in the fourth quarter, three or four of his shots were just, he had no legs. You can tell he hadn't any legs left. And so I think that game plan helped us.
You know, as I mentioned before, earlier before we started, I noticed a lot of guys contributed scoring-wise for you guys in that game, which would tend to, you know, collaborate what you're just telling me there on that piece. You mentioned defense as a strength. What's an offensive strength for your team?
Offensively, we've tried to allow our defense to create the offense so that we can get a lot of transition baskets. That doesn't always happen for us, but we do have some pretty talented offensive players. Tyrone Perry, he's a junior this year. He, as a freshman and sophomore, freshman year he was our second leading scorer with like 14 points a game. And last year as a sophomore, he was our leading scorer with about 18 points a game. So he's the kind of guy that can really score in bunches, and he can score in different ways. Jordan Galloway, point guard number four, he's actually a really talented offensive guy, very great court vision. He's a junior for us as well. He was a starter last year. He's a starter most of the season this year. And he's another guy that kind of can find people as well as kind of score himself. And then we have a really good sophomore shooter. Mykel Darren, number 23, he can really shoot the ball. Last year as a freshman, one of the reasons why he was able to make varsity was his unique ability to kind of shoot the three ball. And also, he's a good all-around player. He likes to rebound. He likes to defend. He's a very cerebral player, so he likes to be taught. He likes to understand the game. And when we teach him something new, it really improves his overall basketball skills. And so this year as a sophomore, he's really elevated his game. And so offensively, we may struggle sometimes in a half-court set. You know, and our guys, you know, a lot of our guys in the city, we're used to playing a lot of playground ball. Yeah. So when we get to the season, we try to structure them. It's always, you know, it's rough at times. And I feel like these guys being a little more talented offensively, that helps us. That helps us.
All right, Hugh, we're to the end here. If you could run down your starting lineup. You've already mentioned some of these guys a little bit. I understand that. But if you could shout out to your starting lineup for us this afternoon.
Absolutely. So I'd like to start off with number 3, Laquue Howard. He's a sophomore. Number 11, Tyrone Perry. He's a junior. Number 13, Isaiah Winston Brooks, a senior. Number 23, Mykel Darren. He's a sophomore. And number 32, Jordan Diaz. He's also a junior.
Well, Hugh, congratulations on all your success so far. Good luck this afternoon.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. Yeah. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah. Hugh Coleman, the head basketball coach at Brighton. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, general manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
This is MSO News Sports, the home of North Shore Sports Night, Monday night at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns, the North Shore Sports Talk Show.
Welcome back. We're joined by John Walsh, head basketball coach at Danvers High School. And John, you got a home tournament game this afternoon here against Brighton. And what kind of a game are you expecting here today?
You know, they're pretty athletic. They shoot it well. They're really well coached. So definitely a tough game. I mean, they're probably, in my opinion, the most talented team in Division II North. So, you know, we have our hands full. Like I said, really well coached. And, you know, see what happens.
Sounds like they play a very tough schedule as well.
Yeah, absolutely. They always do. They don't duck anybody. As a matter of fact, they even go out of state to play some of the other, you know, state's better teams and stuff like that. So, you know.
Now, John, this is a team that I looked at some scoring out of their Belmont win, which is a very, I don't know if you, you know, that was a very good win for them against a very solid team out of the Middlesex League. But they had a lot of guys contributing. So I guess strength off the bench has got to be a concern.
They play 12 guys. They sub 5 in, 5 out. So, you know, they're deep. They're very deep, very talented and skilled. So, you know, see what happens.
Well, John, just maybe a couple final thoughts from you. As you prepare for this game, you guys do anything different at all in the days prior from your game against Melrose?
No, same stuff as always. I mean, it's, you know, we've been, you know, this is our sixth straight year in the state tournament. Luckily, we've won at least, you know, first round game in every single one of them. You know, so you just follow your regular routine and just go from there.
Sounds good. Yeah. Well, if I could hit on you one more time here to run through your starting lineup for us.
Number one, senior guard Rashad Francois. Number two, senior guard Taj. Sophomore guard Taj Coakley. Mike Nestor is a senior captain for us. Number 12. Number 24, Devin Allen. Junior guard and junior forward, Karen Moriarty.
All right, John, good talking with you. Good luck this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I said it like that, but of course, I told you the same way I screwed it up.
It's Trey.
Yeah.
Coach John Walsh.
Just correcting here, that's Trey Crittenden, the starter, not Taj Coakley, but Taj Coakley, sophomore, comes off the bench and does a lot of the, plays a lot for this Danvers team. All right, so what we're going to do here is having our starting lineups being introduced right now. The Brighton Bengals starting lineup, who you just heard a moment ago. Laquue Howard, Tyrone Perry, Gerard, Isaiah Winston-Brooks, Michael Daring, and Jordan Diaz for Danvers High School. Again, you just heard it's Rashad Francois being introduced now, Trey Crittenden, Mike Nestor, Devin Allen, and Kieran Moriarty. So what we'll do here is we'll step aside. When we come back, folks, it will be the tip-off of tonight's game between Brighton and Danvers here on MSO News Sports.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
Get up to date on North Shore news and issues by checking out North Shore Today, every weekday on MSONewsSports.com. News, sports, issues, guests. Connect to the North Shore on MSONewsSports.com.
Well, you've heard from the coaches. And now let's hear from the players. As Danvers will have Kieran Moriarty, I believe. No, Devin Allen will jump for Danvers High School, and he'll be going up against Jordan Diaz, 6'5", out of Brighton. Again, Danvers coming in 18-4, Brighton 14-8, but they had that big 72-67 win over Belmont on earlier this week, while Danvers on Wednesday defeated Melrose 49-40. A lot of fans here. Former Salem News sports writers Mike Grenier, Matt Jenkins in the house today. Seen a number of other coaches in the house as well here. Both girls and boys basketball coaches from the North Shore taking this one in. Great basketball game just ahead here. And thanks for being with us here. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports. Ball's in the air. The ball is slammed into the backcourt. Controlled by Danvers. Trey Crittenden with it, being picked up there by Laquue Howard. Crittenden left side. Off for Allen to Moriarty out top to Nestor. Pass down into the paint goes Arendt and doesn't connect with the Falcons. Intended for Allen. Nearest defender right there for Brighton High School was Isaiah Winston-Brooks.
So now Danvers showing press on the inbounds. Length of the court to go. No score. Just underway here. First quarter. Danvers and the Bengals of Brighton High School. They've got the black uniforms, the orange trim, similar to Beverly in the Northeastern Conference here on the North Shore. Here's a pull-up jump shot. It's a three attempt by Howard. It doesn't go. Rebound is Allen's in the corner, way out in the corner, right in front of us. We're at one end of the court. Danvers shoots up to the far end of the court. Allen with it right side. White uniforms, bright blue trim. The Falcons of Danvers High School. Trey Crittenden on the drive. The take to the basket from the left block. A shot goes up. No, he gets his own rebound on the right side of the rim. Kicks it back out to Allen on the right wing. Just about 1 minute gone by in today's game. No score. Allen penetrating into the paint. Kicks it off underneath for Crittenden. He dribbles into the left corner. Here's Rashad Francois with a three from the corner. No, Allen, the offensive board. Back out to Crittenden. Back to Allen. He tries a three. No. This rebound is pulled down by Tyrone Perry of Brighton. Off it goes for Howard. LaQue Howard with the dribble to midcourt. And on the right, he dribbles to the left side. Drops it off for Diaz up top. Jordan Diaz, big body, 6'5". Ball tipped away by Allen. He has it. Here's a one-on-one to the basket. The take, the shot, it's on the rim. It doesn't go. Good defense there by Brighton, and now a blocking foul. It's on Francois. 6 minutes, 22 seconds to go. First foul in the game. It's on Francois, blocking foul, drive, baseline drive. Substitution here for Brighton. Gerard Clark is in. Kick out into the ring to Winston Brooks. He drives, pull-up jump shot. He's got it. Winston Brooks. First points of the game. Been about a minute 45 into the game. 2-0 Brighton. Devin Allen for Danvers. Penetrates the defense. Gets over midcourt. Drives to the basket. An offensive foul. The shot went on the rim. It didn't go. Take to the basket. Now there's the second foul on Danvers High School. Early going here. You heard both coaches talk about, well, particular John Walsh of Danvers talking about how Brighton does a lot of substituting here. There's a take to the basketball underneath. A shot, they can't get the shot off from underneath. A break for Danvers. Here's a three on the left wing. A shot doesn't go, but there's a rebounding foul underneath. Tyrone Perry took a three from the left wing. And a pushing foul on the rebound. That looks like it's on Allen. It is. That's his second foul. He's going to have to come out of the game. That's a tough break for Danvers High School. To get Allen with two fouls. Not a shooting foul, just a rebounding foul away from the play. It'll be a Brighton ball underneath the basket. They kick it out to the right corner, up on the right wing for Howard. On the drive, Deering off for Winston Brooks. Comes foul line. Bounce pass into the corner. Goes off Danvers out of bounds. It will remain a Brighton basketball. 5 minutes, 36 seconds to play. First quarter, 2-0 Brighton. On the inbounds, it's Michael Deering to inbound. Two-hand loop pass up to Gerard Clark into the game. Clark off deep for Howard. LaQue Howard kicks a pass out in the left corner to Deering. Back to Howard. Left base drive. Ball swatted away from him. Out of bounds. It'll be a Danvers ball. They force a turnover to the Falcons. And here comes Trey Crittenden up. Left wing. Takes it to the basket. But there's a reach-in foul outside. It's on Brighton. That foul is on LaQue Howard. First foul on him. First foul on the team. 5 minutes, 15 seconds to go. First quarter, 2-0. Brighton is leading Danvers here at Danvers High School this afternoon. Inbound pass from the end line for Danvers in forecourt. Comes back to Moriarty out deep. On the left to Rashad Francois. He drives, kicks a pass out on the left side. Deflected out of bounds off Brighton. It'll be a Danvers ball. Danvers ball on the end line. They go four corners on the inbounds. Nestor inbounds off for Moriarty. Can't handle it. Goes off his fingertips out of bounds. Danvers had a very slow start in their last game against Melrose, where they scored only 4 points on Wednesday night in the first quarter. They were outscored by Melrose 12-4, but then came blasting back with a very strong third quarter in that game Wednesday night. So here they are this afternoon playing host to Brighton. Nearly a reach in. Here's a take, a pull-up jump shot by the Bengals. A shot taken there by Gerard Clark. No good. Rebound Danvers. And we have a timeout, I believe, called by Brighton. I think they had the possession. I think they're about to lose it, and Coach Coleman called the timeout. And we're in the first quarter. We'll take the timeout ourselves here on MSO News Sports with a score Brighton 2, Danvers nothing here in the first quarter.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 window series on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 series is attractive, rugged, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Go with Anderson, the most trusted name in windows, at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSONewsSports.com, featuring live winter high school sports broadcasts in both hockey and basketball. Follow us on Twitter at MSONewsSports and email us at MSONewsSports@gmail.com. We're connecting you to the North Shore like never before.
John Walsh, assisted by Mark Garrity, Jaron Giddings, Bob McKenna. Trainer is Amanda Porter, athletic director Andy St. Pierre here at Danvers High School. Here's a take to the basket by Brighton. Tyrone Perry is fouled in the paint as he came in slashing in from the right wing. Fouled without not shooting. That's a foul on Mike Nestor, saying that's his second foul. Inbounds pass Brighton. Ball in the right corner. Shot, a shooting foul this time. This might be on Trey Crittenden. Yeah, that is on Crittenden. That's his first foul. But Danvers racking up the fouls here. That's their 15th foul here. Just 4.5 minutes. Here's Crittenden on the steal. A pass between the points, so to speak, and he takes it and lays it in. So it hasn't been a great first quarter for Danvers, but there Crittenden stepped up to a high passing lane, stole it, and had a clean shot to drive to the basket unmolested. 2-2 the score, 4:15 to play first quarter. Brighton kicks a pass down right baseline. A jump shot there is good. Good strong move there by Gerard Clark. Little ball fake. Hit it off the glass and in from a tough angle. Nice looking shot. Danvers with the basketball up court. Breaking a press. Moriarty takes a pass. Fires it over to Francois left corner. He comes to the basket. A runner, a scoop. No. And the rebound slides by Moriarty. Here's Brighton on the break. And a take to the basket and a lay in. And with the basket is Tyrone Perry. Brighton can, if they can start getting transition baskets, Danvers could be in trouble here this afternoon. 6-2 the score. Falcons, Rashad Francois. Of course, the Falcons like that as well. But that's their game, Brighton. Love to get the fast break, have their defense develop their offense. Moriarty outside, off to Crittenden, a three left wing. It's short. Air ball. Rebound pulled down there by Clark of Brighton. Little pressure in backcourt. Jordan Galloway with the ball up over midcourt. A take. Oh, he gets free. Lays it up. No. Rebound fought for. Shot blocked by Moriarty. Good block from behind by Moriarty of Danvers. The ball is free and Danvers has it. There's a Crittenden with a dribble up to midcourt. Off to Francois left wing. He starts to the basket. Shut down outside the three-point arc on the left. And now Coakley takes it to the basket and he is fouled. Fouled there by Michael Deering. That'll be his first foul. Just under 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 6-2 the score. Danvers basketball. Let's see where they get it. On the end line. Underneath their own basket. They go. Yes, they do go four corners with Nestor to inbound. Nestor slaps the ball. Two hands over. Now feeds it underneath for Coakley's foul. Went up for a shot. They got him free right underneath. A short little inbounds pass from the end line right to Coakley underneath. Coakley is fouled. He'll go to the line for two shots. First foul on Jordan Diaz of Brighton. So Coakley at the line. What? First shot is good. Two minutes, 53 seconds to play. First quarter. Coakley's second shot. That's in there. That's good. So he goes 2 for 2 from the line. Danvers down by a pair here. Brighton with the basketball coming up court. Jordan Galloway with it. Left-hand dribble. Pass out on the right side. Looks like Danvers playing a type of a zone here. Traveling violation against Brighton. A turnover. Danvers with a chance to tie here or take the lead. Mike Nesker back into the game. I think Coach Walsh might be playing a little offense, defense here. Well, Nesker has one foul. Nesker coming in with the inbounds pass to Francois. A little token backcourt pressure by Galloway of Brighton. Francois guarded tightly in backcourt. Still hasn't come over the midcourt line. Now has. Now flips a pass out to Nesker. A three left corner. Nestor's shot is in. Hit the rim, went up in the air, and then came back down through. And Danvers has their first lead. 7-6. Johnny Ortiz with the dribble. Pass out in the right wing. Down to Ortiz. Left corner. A shot. He's fouled. And did he... we have a little obstructive view in that right corner. It might be a three-point attempt. Coakley. No, it's a two-shotter. Coakley with the foul. That's his first foul. Johnny Ortiz at the line for two shots. Ortiz, free throw is good. Ortiz is 5'2" point guard, sophomore. Have some young players on this team. They do have about five seniors on the roster. Ortiz's second shot is no good. Rebound tipped around. Francois gives it off to Coakley on the tip. And up court comes Trey Crittenden. Starts right, comes back left. 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Game tied at 7. And the pass is off the fingertips of Nesker out of bounds, but there's a foul. And that is on Jonathan Casillas. Just into the game recently. Again on the inbounds, Danvers goes four corner from the end line. Two-hand pass goes way out to Coakley. Tipped off his fingertips, and it's saved by Moriarty before going over the midcourt line. To Crittenden up top, guarded there by Ortiz. 20 seconds on the shot clock, a little weave up top. Francois turns down a three from straight on, dribbles to the right. Quick kick out pass into the right corner for Crittenden. Comes in, off for Moriarty. He's up with a shot. It's altered. It's deflected. And good defensive play there by Diaz of Brighton. Pass out into the right corner. A two from there, no good. Rebounding foul. They got a rebounding foul on Brighton. And it's on Casillas. That's his second foul. A minute 26 to play, first quarter. Nesker to inbound, now seeing full court pressure by Brighton. Going out of the game is Casillas. Coming into the game is Laquue Howard, who's in earlier. Inbounds pass comes to Crittenden. Got it tightly. Off to Francois, still on backcourt. Comes across a pick from left to right over midcourt in the middle. Francois to Crittenden. Starts right, goes back left. Off to Francois up top. Takes it to the basket. A scoop shot, no. Rebound offensive board. Moriarty back up, no. It slides off the rim from left to right. Didn't have a great angle on that, but put it up. And right back on the attack is Brighton after getting the rebound. Three from the left wing is no good. Went up and almost went back down through, though. Now a player is bottled up, and now Brighton gets the offensive rebound. Setting up on the outside. 20 seconds on the shot clock. 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Pass goes out of bounds. Didn't connect with Brighton. Intended there for Jordan Diaz. And Danvers has the ball. Nesker to inbound. Full court pressure. Substitution here for Danvers. Coming into the game is Justin Roberto. Kieran Moriarty is going out of the game. 42 seconds to play, first quarter. Game tied at 7, Danvers and Brighton. Crittenden with a pass over midcourt to Nesker. Gets a little bump. Kicks a pass from right to left off to Francois. Shot is blocked in the corner. Rejected there. Going up in the air is Stephen Boyer. Firing the ball out of bounds on the rejection from deep out in the left corner on a shot attempt. 32 seconds to go in the quarter. Nesker left baseline. Coming up to the foul line. Kicks it out on the right side to Roberto. To Crittenden, a three, he's got it. Trey Crittenden with three, he's got 5 points now in the game. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Brighton basketball. working around the perimeter. The ball is tipped by Nestor. He tried to save it, but it goes over the sideline on the right. Now Moriarty into the game, and going out of the game is Justin Roberto for Danvers. Crittenden, Moriarty, Coakley in the lineup for Danvers, along with Rashad Francois. Here's a three from the right wing. A shot is good by Jordan Galloway of Brighton. First points of the afternoon. Tied at 10. 2 seconds to go. Ball in backcourt. Here's a bomb from back there. It's well short. And the quarter comes to an end. At the end of one quarter, we're tied at 10. Brighton and Danvers here on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Get up to date on North Shore news and issues by checking out North Shore Today every weekday on MSONewsSports.com. News, sports, issues, guests. Connect to the North Shore on MSONewsSports.com.
Back in Danvers, ready for the second quarter. We're tied at 10. Trey Crittenden leading Danvers with 5 points. Mike Nestor has a three, and Taj Coakley with a couple of free throws for Brighton High School. Jordan Galloway with 3 points. He's their leading scorer. So, again, they're spreading that scoring out. So they got several different players with that have scored. Here's a foul, a reach-in foul. It is on Francois. That's his second foul, I believe. Just underway in the second quarter, and now Brighton finds themselves in the bonus here as Danvers has 17 fouls. So the one-and-one situation here. Free throw is no good. First one, so there's no bonus. And let's see, that was ball stolen away, taken there by Winston Brooks. He was the one at the free throw line. Here's a three by Brighton in the right corner. Air ball. Rebound is pulled down. Kicked back out on the right wing. Here's a three from Brooks. Winston Brooks on the left wing. No. Offensive rebound pulled down by Michael Deering. The Brook to, and now the take. Tyrone Perry. Shot no good. His own rebound up again. He doesn't have it. It's tipped once more. And Moriarty comes down with it. And there's a reach in. There's a foul away from the play. An intentional foul on Brighton. Moriarty, I think, felt that he was being fouled after getting the rebound. Aggressive play. See, that foul is on Brighton player Gerard Clark, charged with the foul. Seven minutes, 17 seconds to play. So now Coakley will go to the free throw line. And with no one at the free throw line, he misses the first free throw. We'll have another. This one is good. One of two. And now Danvers will get the basketball where the infraction occurred in backcourt. So they got one out of that, and they'll get the ball back as well. And Danvers is up on top, 11-10. Just underway, second quarter here in Danvers. Great atmosphere here for a high school basketball game. Here's Coakley with the take. He gets the basket. Let's see if they count it. It's got it. He got it, and he's fouled. He was on the drive to the basket. Got fouled. First foul there on Winston Brooks, Isaiah Winston Brooks. Coakley at the line. Free throw is good. So Coakley now, 6 points in the game this afternoon. Jordan Calloway with it up top for Michael Daring. Ball loose on the floor, and a timeout is called by Brighton as rolling on the floor was Winston Brooks, Isaiah Winston Brooks, and Coach Coleman Lertley called the timeout. So we'll take it here with just under 7 minutes to play. First half here on MSO News Sports. Danvers leading 14-10.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
This is MSO News Sports, the home of North Shore Sports Night, Monday night at 7 o'clock, with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns, the North Shore Sports Talk Show.
We were telling you earlier how Danvers scored only 4 points in the first quarter of their game earlier this week against Melrose. Well, now they do have 4 points in the second quarter so far with just a minute gone by. While this Brighton team has not scored in the second quarter, we were tied at 10 at the end of the first quarter. Danvers with a 4-point lead now. Brighton basketball on the inbounds. Off on the left wing, Tyrone Perry. Pull-up jump shot, and it's on the rim and in for Perry. It's his second basket of the night, or the afternoon, I should say. He now has 4 points. Full court pressure by Brighton on Danvers. Trey Crittenden with a dribble to midcourt. Ball slapped away from him. Gets it back off for Rashad Francois. Three left wing, in and out. Rebound loose on the floor. Moriarty underneath goes up with it. No. And the rebound saved, and it's out of bounds. I think this will go to Danvers. Brighton tried to save it and get the loose ball on the rebound. It is a Danvers ball. Nestor to inbound. This time a different inbounds play for the Falcons as they stack it up on the left parallel. Nestor inbounds off for Moriarty off to Francois. Left wing comes to the paint. A scoop, and he got it. Kind of an over-the-shoulder play. I don't know if I've ever seen that shot before. Gives Danvers a 4-point lead again, 16-12. Pull-up jump shot on the left wing. No. Rebound followed up, and no good. Second shot up. There's a reach-in foul. Oh, my gosh. It's on Francois, and that'll be his third foul, reaching in from behind. And now Devin Allen coming in off the bench. 16-12. Foul's a big problem here right now. Going to the free throw line is Winston Brooks. Free throw is good. He'll have another one. Eight team fouls on Danvers here. 5 minutes, 53 seconds to play, first half. Second one is good by Winston Brooks. He now has 4 points as well. Full court pressure by Brighton. I think this has kind of bothered Danvers a little bit here. Not that they have gotten... now they turn it over at midcourt on the pressure. Ball loose, though, and Devin Allen goes back and gets it with an assist from Moriarty. Up court comes Allen, guarded there by Jordan Galloway. Comes right, now back left, back up top for Crittenden. 5.5 to go, first half. Here's Nestor with a take to the basket. He's got a drive and a lay-in. Mike Nestor, 5 points on the afternoon. 5:25 to go, 18-14, Danvers by four. Brighton ball, Gerard Clark, left of the foul line, two hands over his head, looking inside. No one there. Goes cross-court with a pass off on the right side, a drive and a take to the basket, and a lay-in by Jordan Galloway. Galloway now with 5 points for Brighton, 18-16. Both teams playing at a pretty ferocious pace here this afternoon so far. Here's Nestor with a take. No, his own rebound underneath. In some traffic, kicks it back out for Crittenden. A three, he's got it. Trey Crittenden, his second three of the afternoon. He's got 8 points now. Two threes and a field goal for Trey Crittenden of Danvers. 21-16 the score. Brighton basketball. Right of the block. Gerard Clark, pass into the paint. Tipped away. Loose ball. Picked up, though, by Brighton. And now they tie it up. And now Brighton is called for traveling. Well, both teams are playing up tempo defense here against one another here. Ferocious. 21-16, 4.5 to play first half. Allen with the ball to midcourt, over midcourt on the right to Nestor, right corner. Nestor doubled in the corner, back up to Allen. Allen single teamed out on the wing. Got man defense here by Brighton. Up on the right for Nestor. Moriarty, Allen left wing, a three, in and out. No, rebound tipped out of bounds. It'll be a Brighton basketball. Into the game for Brighton is Stephen Boyer. Going out of the game, it is Tyrone Perry. Brighton has Gerard Clark in the left corner stationing on offense. Michael Deering on the left wing, and with the basketball up over midcourt is Jordan Galloway. Coming to the left side, into the corner. Left block, a shot taken there, up, no good. The second effort is in by Gerard Clark. Jordan Galloway, rather. Here's a Nestor with a three from the right corner. He's got it, Mike Nestor. Timeout with 3:38 to go. Timeout here. 21-18 our score. We'll take the timeout here on MSONewsSports.com.
For the latest information in doors and windows, visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Five different players have scored for Brighton High School this afternoon. Jordan Galloway, right now unofficially with 7 points in the game. Tyrone Perry with four, as well as Isaiah Winston-Brooks with 4 points for Brighton. Brighton has the basketball, trailing 24-18. The Bengals of Brighton with the basketball. Left side, Jordan Galloway. Off on the right wing for Isaiah Winston-Brooks. Back down low, pass knocked away by Crittenden, picked up there by Coakley. I've got to check that last basket I awarded. I don't think I awarded it correctly. We'll check at the half, however, if we can. Nestor with a three, goes all the way down and pops back out. Oh, man, he almost had that one. Mike Nestor from the left wing. Here's an athletic take to the basket there by Jordan Galloway. Doesn't go. Ball falls off the rim. Rebound Danvers up court. Trey Crittenden goes from left to right along the baseline off to Nestor. Kicking it out for Allen, right corner three. No. Moriarty scraps for the rebound. Goes out of bounds, and it will remain a Danvers ball, I believe. Yep, Nestor to inbound. Nestor to inbound. And I think it didn't touch to anyone, and Nestor touched it again. So it'll be a Brighton basketball as they come up court. Trailing 24-18. Brighton basketball. Laquue Howard with it. On the left comes back off to the right side. Gerard Clark with it. Gives it off to a teammate who drives in from the right wing. And Tyrone Perry lays it in. Good take by Perry. He's got 6 points now in the afternoon. Again, full court pressure here by Brighton. Allen gets it over midcourt on the double. Off for Coakley. Off for Moriarty. Back for Allen, kicking it out on left for Crittenden. Crittenden slides by a defender, comes down the paint, and a runner goes in for Crittenden. Crittenden's got 10 points now in this afternoon's game. Danvers leading 26-20. 2 minutes to play, first half. Hugh Howard with the ball outside. Now it's tipped by Crittenden, off for Coakley. Coakley will take it. No, he kicks it back out for Crittenden, a shot no good. Allen, the offensive board, sends it back out to Nestor. Resetting the shot clock. Allen fumbled it, had it tipped away from him, but back is Coakley to get it. Francois is on the bench with personal foul problems right now for Danvers. Now Crittenden is fouled. Reach-in foul by Laquue Howard. It's his second foul. A minute 35 to play in a game where Danvers is leading by 6 points, 26-20. Minute 35 to play in the first half. Obviously a great crowd on hand here this afternoon. Homeside bleachers look pretty full. Just a few spaces available on the visitor's side over here at Danvers High School. Crittenden will shoot free throws. And he makes the first one. He'll have another. Trey Crittenden, left-hand toss is good. Two free throws by Crittenden, now 12 points. Minute and a half to play, first half. 8-point lead for Danvers against this Brighton team. With it, LaQue Howard, pull-up jump shot, no. Rebound goes way out in the corner. And Brighton can't save it. And it's a turnover out of bounds, and it'll be a Danvers basketball. Here's Francois back into the game. Moriarty going out. Francois playing with the three personal fouls, but he's on offense right here. Crittenden up near midcourt, being picked up there by Ortiz. Johnny Ortiz goes left, goes right back left, slides by the defender, now kicks it off for Francois. Three, got it! Off the glass and home. Rashad Francois' first three of the afternoon. Kick out in the left corner. Here's Tyrone Perry with a take, a bump, and a blocking foul on Danvers on Coakley. That'll be Coakley's second foul, I believe. And so now going to the free throw line is Tyrone Perry. Perry's free throw is no good. He'll have another. ...31-20, Danvers leading over Brighton here, second quarter. Second free throw is good. So Tyrone Perry goes one of two from the free throw line, has 7 points now in the afternoon. Here's Allen up over midcourt on the right to Francois. Francois going baseline, kicks it out in the left corner. Back on the left wing, Crittenden, a three, no. Long rebound, Francois battles, and it comes to Crittenden. Pulls it out for Allen. 43 seconds to go, first half. Francois, deep left corner, playing with three fouls. Comes into the lane. He's bumped. Foul there. And Francois will go to the free throw line. Not sure who that foul is on. We're in a one-and-one. I didn't think it was a shooting foul, but we did make the one-and-one here. Well, the foul is on Gerard Clark of Brighton. Francois misses the first on the 1-1. Will not get the bonus. 31-21 the score. 10-point Danvers lead. Brighton with the basketball. 30 seconds to play. Pass out in the right corner. Man cutting. They miss connections. It's a turnover. Danvers gets the basketball. Danvers substitution coming into the game. It is Justin Roberto. Kieran Moriarty going out of the game. Falcons with Francois in the game. Roberto, Allen, Nestor, and inbounding the ball out of my view is Taj Coakley. No, Trey Crittenden, excuse me. Allen in backcourt on the dribble over midcourt. One man-to-man defense here by Brighton on Allen. Defending him is Jordan, and a five-second call on Danvers not advancing the ball. So with 15.2 seconds to go in the first half, Brighton trails 10. And they have the basketball in backcourt on the sidelines. Wholesale substitutions coming in here for Brighton. Michael Deering in the game. Inbounding the ball is LaQue Howard from the sidelines left. Off in the middle for Jordan Galloway. Galloway on the dribble up top. 5 seconds. Comes left. Drive. Kicks it out underneath. And a lay-in is good by Winston Brooks. Isaiah Winston Brooks with the 2 points to end the first half. So it's 31-23, our halftime score. We'll step aside here on MSONewsSports.com. Danvers is leading Brighton.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaston, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
All right, welcome back here on MSONewsSports.com. And we're at the half with the score. Danvers 31 and Brighton 23. Which one do I have here? You know, this that microphone is Gary Larrabee is joining us here. Why don't you take this one, Gary? See if that one. Oh, you want it the other side. There you go. No problem. Let me just spin that around for you. You know, going to have to go that way. There we go.
Hi, Bill.
All right, so we're at the half here, and you didn't see the whole first quarter. It was a 10-10 game at the first quarter. Second quarter, though, kind of a classic little Danvers spurt here, I guess. Whoops. Oh, we got you do have a problem here. Oh, well, that'll work.
That's fine.
We got
fine.
It. Okay.
Thank you, Bill.
What's your take on what you saw?
Well, you know, two completely different quarters. Second quarter, both teams opened up, particularly Demas. The big story in the first half is Demas's bench and Trey Crittenden hitting a couple of three-pointers. Their number two scorer, Devin Allen, got in foul trouble in the first quarter, came out. He was shut out in the first half, and they're still leading by eight at the half, thanks to some very good work off the bench from Taj Coakley. And, of course, Trey Crittenden has 12 points, which is he has not been scoring of late, but he sure got it going in the first half. And again, DMS's defense is making things a little bit tenet for Brighton.
Well, both these two teams are playing some real up-tempo defense, but Danvers continues to force turnovers against teams and not allowing them to get the shots off that they might normally get in an offensive set. And but you got Rashad Francois, Gary, with three personal fouls here, I believe, right now. Yeah.
That's the one issue. Demas is in foul trouble. They've got three other players with two.
Yeah.
They got to be very careful starting out the second half. But I do anticipate, or the other big plus for Demas in the first half offensively has been Mike Nestor, who hasn't done much scoring in of late either the last few games. And Mike has 8 points at the half, eight unexpected points,
yeah,
a big plus. But right now, Demas is in very good shape, even with the foul situation. I can expect Allen to get his shot connecting in the second half. And if Demas keeps up this level of defense, it always seems to make the difference.
Right, Nestor can contribute in so many different ways for the team, but he had 3 points in the Melrose game earlier this week. All those 3 points coming in the fourth quarter. And as you said, Gary, right now with 8 points, two threes here in the first half against this Brighton team. Gary, when you look at Brighton, what do you see? I mean, they definitely have some athletes. They have a little size. They did have a couple of unforced turnovers themselves here in this first half. And both teams seem a little bit bothered by the pressure. There's no doubt about it.
Understandable, because a lot of good athletes on both sides. But I think in the first half, Brighton was able to penetrate. They didn't penetrate enough. They hit a few outside threes. They seem to have what it takes offensively, but they were careless. Second quarter alone, four turnovers. And I think that led to five Danvers points. Brighton's playing a little shakier than Danvers, and Danvers, like I said before, is getting some good production off the bench from Coakley, and a good little contribution there at the end of the half by Justin Roberto. They're looking good right now. There's no way. I mean, they're only up by 8. They could be up by 12 or 13 very easily. Look for Devin Allen to get rolling offensively in the second half.
All right, Gary, any other thoughts for us here at the half?
I'm surprised Brighton's not playing better overall, but you can never believe those scouting reports you get from second and third parties.
Okay. All right. There you go. You have the scouting reports with you, Gary? No, I'm only kidding you here. Okay. All right. What we'll do is we'll step aside. We're back with more. Gary Larrabee, formerly with the Salem News. We have three former Salem News sports writers in the house today. You make the third. Matt Jenkins is here. Mike Grenier is here. And now Gary Larrabee is here.
Well, they can call us the Three Musketeers or the Three Stooges, but they know where to come for the good action today, that's for sure. And I just hope Davis keeps it going. But don't be afraid, folks, to check out my blog, GaryLarrabee.com,
yes, yeah,
where I've been putting all my Davis coverage this year. And Matt Williams doing a great job as well covering the game the other night. Go Falcons.
All right, thanks, Gary. You're right.
Seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hello.
Second half underway. Danvers basketball. Shot from to the near basket here out on the left wing is no good. Rebound pulled down by Brighton. A take to the basket. A put up. A block. The offensive board, though, and now we have a foul. Jordan Diaz went up, had his shot blocked, got the offensive rebound for Brighton, and now goes back up strong
And that foul is on Moriarty. The big guy for Danvers, who's only about 6 foot one at the very most, Moriarty. And here is the free throw by Diaz. He's got the first one. He'll have another. I will try to correct that one basket. Diaz is 6 foot five. Second free throw is good. Diaz with a nice touch at the free throw line. Those are his first points of the afternoon. Danvers basketball tipped out of bounds. I think they're saying it went off Danvers and it'll be a Brighton basketball. 31-25 our score. It will be a Brighton basketball. Sidelines left. Inbounding will be Isaiah Winston-Brooks. Off for Jordan Galloway. On the dribble, left to right. Picked up there by Trey Crittenden. Danvers in the man defense here now. Ball comes spiraling around to the left corner. Taking it there is Perry. Runner, no good. Offensive board, back up, off the glass. No. Ball goes out of bounds. That shot was taken by Michael Daring, sophomore guard for Brighton High School. Two head coaches, Hugh Coleman for Brighton High School. Try to run through his coaching staff for you in just a second as well. Here's Nestor of Danvers off from Francois. Rashad Francois, foul line, kicks it out to Nestor, right corner, a three. No, rebound. Francois tips it ahead, but it goes off for Galloway of Brighton. A take to the basket. He's traveling. Hugh Coleman is the head coach at Brighton. Associate head coach is Curtis Grant. Assistant coach, Willie Veal and Brendan Bratt. And Randolph Abraham is the athletic director at Brighton High School. We gave you the Danvers coaches and AD earlier. Special thanks to Andy St. Pierre, Danvers AD. Here's a tip, a steal by Brighton at midcourt, a take, and a blocking foul outside. I think that foul is on Moriarty again. It is. It's his second foul. Stephen Boyer into the game for Brighton, and checking out of the game is Tyrone Perry. Inbounding the ball is Jordan Galloway on the end line, far end of the court for us. Off for Stephen Boyer, and in turn hands the ball off to Jordan Galloway on the dribble. Left-hand dribble coming from right to left, foul line, kicks it back out for Winston Brooks. Down left corner, a three attempt is short, and Francois with the rebound. Charging up court himself on the take. He is fouled. Fouled by Jordan Galloway. Galloway saying, what, me? Wasn't much of a foul. Kind of brushed by him. Foul outside. And now Rashad Francois going to the free throw line. He had 5 points in the first half. We're in the third quarter. Danvers leading 31-25. Free throw is no good. Francois will get another one. The score was 31-23 at the half, so Danvers has not scored here in the first minute and a half of the second half. Francois trying to end that streak now. The ball's in and out. Danvers has a 30-game home unbeaten streak on the line this afternoon as well. Keep that in mind. Up top, Brighton with the basketball, kicking it down on the end line. Saved there by Nestor on the steal, or Allen, I'm sorry, Nevin Allen. Very great play by Allen on the end line for Danvers. Out for Crittenden, and it's stolen away by Brighton. Take away, and now Galloway loses the handle on the ball. A little sloppy play here. Turnover, it'll be a Brighton basketball. Coming into the game for Brighton is Gerard Clark, and out of the game is Jordan Diaz. It was Gerard Clark who got that basket in the first half that I gave to another player. We'll update the scoring for you in a moment when we get a chance here. 31-25, 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Ball into the paint, a loop pass tipped away by Danvers. Loose ball goes away and out of bounds off Brighton. It'll be a Danvers basketball, forecourt, right at the midcourt line practically, in forecourt, just over the midcourt line, left sidelines. They toss it in the backcourt. Allen on the dribble, comes over midcourt, guarded there closely by Jordan Galloway. Devin Allen for Danvers, off for Crittenden, off for Allen, a three, left wing, got it. Well, that's what Gary Larrabee was just talking about a moment ago. That's the first basket for Devin Allen here this afternoon. 34-25, 9-point Danvers lead. They kick it baseline, and a shot goes in and out. Oh, man, Gerard Clark almost had that one. That went all the way down and came back out for him. Rough break for Brighton on that one, 35-24. Here's Allen with a take, a drive, and a foul. And he'll get two shots. And that foul is on Stephen Boyer. First foul on him. That's with all these players playing for Brighton. I don't have anybody with over two fouls. Two players with two fouls. Three players with two fouls. Allen's at the free throw line for two shots. Has the first one. It's good. Allen's second free throw coming up. He's got 4 points now in the afternoon. That one's good. So Allen makes it a 36-25 game. Five straight points for Danvers here. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Brighton pull-up jump shot is good. Gerard Clark with it. We took a basket away from Tyrone Perry. So Perry had 5 points at the half. Here's Crittenden over midcourt with a dribble. Ball tipped away by Brighton. Oh, they're quick. Taken away there. Here's a drive and a take to the basket. And a lay-in by Jordan Galloway. Great move by Galloway. Getting free. He's got 9 points on the afternoon. Here's Rashad Francois in backcourt, up court to Crittenden. Crittenden kicks it out left corner. Nestor a three. Got it. Mike Nestor, 3-point shot. His third three of the afternoon. Here's a take and an offensive foul called on Brighton. Moriarty picked it up. Drew the foul, I should say. And that is a second foul on Michael Dehring. Good strong take to the basket. Foul went Danvers' way this time, and now they'll see full court pressure in backcourt with 4:15 to play third quarter. Danvers up 10, 39-29. Inbounds pass comes for Crittenden, doubled at midcourt. He's fouled. Now Brighton getting a few more fouls here. That's the third foul there on Dehring. So Dehring's picked up two quick fouls here for Coach Hugh Coleman of Brighton. Danvers basketball, 10-point lead, 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Francois with it outside for Nestor out by the center circle. On the left wing, Francois, a three, he's got it. Well, if Danvers is going to be nailing threes, they'll be tough to catch here. But Brighton is also a very capable team. Now here's a drive and a take to the basket. Is the basket good? Basket is good. And a blocking foul on Danvers. Coach DeWalsh not too pleased with that call. For Moriarty, that'll be his third foul. So Gerard Clark with a strong take to the basket gets the 2 points. Now he's at the free throw line to shoot the free throw. Gerard Clark at the free throw line for Brighton. 3 minutes, 52 seconds to play, third quarter. Hits the free throw. So the three-point play brings Brighton to within 10 points, 42-32. Danvers basketball in backcourt, again with full-court pressure being applied by Brighton. Taj Coakley to inbound for the Falcons, off for Nestor along the end line. Gives it off for Allen, slides by a defender, going outside right, down in the corner, Nestor right side to Francois. Lines up a three, a quick one, no. Rebounding foul, what do we got? Uh-oh, it's on Danvers. It'll bring up, oh, no, I'm sorry, not a foul. The ball was a long, long three from the right corner. The ball went up and then hit some wires above the backboard, and that's why they blew it dead. No foul. Turnover, Brighton basketball. Here's a take and a, or not a turnover, but it goes to basket to Brighton. A shot is up, no good from the paint. Rebound Allen of Danvers on the strong take to the basket. He is a ball swatted. Some Danvers fans think there should be a foul. Here's a take to the basket, a lay in, and a foul. Johnny Ortiz with the 2 points. What an electric drive to the basket by Johnny Ortiz. He's just a sophomore. And he is 5'2". Made the basket, goes to the free throw line. Not sure who that foul was on.
So now Ortiz's free throw is good. Another three-point play by Brighton. 35-42. Full court pressure. Coakley takes the inbounds pass from Francois. Gives it off for Crittenden. He starts it up court. Guarded there by Ortiz. And now a collision outside. Now Taj Coakley and Isaiah Winston Brooks collided. And I think, what do they got here? I think they're calling a foul on both of them. That's what they're doing. And for Coakley, that's his third personal foul. You don't see that a lot, but officials think it's just getting a little too physical out there. And if that's the case, it's a heads-up call. Here's Nestor with the basketball. Right corner for Danvers. Allen. Big pressure here by Brighton. They swat the ball free, but it comes off for Francois outside left wing. Francois on the dribble of the middle to the paint. Kicks it out to Coakley out in the left corner. Drives to the basket. Back off Nestor. Pull up three. Jump shot. No at the buzzer. At the shot clock. And up court it is Brighton. Pull up jump shot there is good. Jordan Galloway for the 2 points. Galloway now with 11 points in the afternoon. 42-37. Crittenden driving to the basket. Kicks it back out for Nestor. Back to Crittenden. Scramble loose on the floor. It'll be a Brighton basketball. Brighton basketball. Bengals trail 42-37. They battle back here. Down by 11 at one point here in the second half. We're in the third quarter. Pull-up three attempt. No offensive board, though. Put right back up and in and out. Shot taken there by Jordan Diaz. Ball goes over the end line. It'll be a Danvers ball. Diaz got what he wanted, an offensive board. Kind of hooked it back up for the two attempt. It didn't go. And now it is out of bounds. It'll be a Danvers basketball. Again, every possession, such a work effort. And now they're saying that, wait a minute. They stepped on the line. A violation. Coach Walsh, not too pleased with this. Now he wants another explanation. Very important takeaway call there for the official taking the ball away from Nestor on the inbounds. So he either stepped on the end line while inbounding the ball. It's the only thing I can think of. Walsh has the ear of the two other officials, but there's nothing they can do about it. Here's an inbounds pass and a spinning driving layup by Galloway. Bengals are creeping back here. It's a three-point game, 42-39. They were down 11 just a few moments ago. This is what Brighton can do to you. Danvers basketball. Francois off for Crittenden. Back to Francois, left wing. 16 on the shot clock. Francois, a runner. He's fouled. Fouled in the act of shooting. The foul is on Laquue Howard. That'll be his third foul with a minute 41 to go in the third quarter. 42-39. Danvers is leading Brighton. Brighton with such a very impressive win earlier this week against a solid Belmont team. That score was 72-67. Danvers defeated Melrose earlier this week, 49-40. Here's Rashad Francois at the free throw line for two shots, makes the first. That ends the run by Brighton. Francois' second free throw is no good. Nestor gets the offensive rebound, though. Francois, three, left wing, got it. Somebody has called a timeout here. Francois nails a three. 44-39 the score. And we'll take a timeout here. We're in the third quarter on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
This is MSO News Sports, the home of North Shore Sports Night, Monday night at 7 o'clock, with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns, the North Shore Sports Talk Show.
Brighton basketball, minute 25 to go, and a take to the basket. A shot is good, and there's a foul, and that foul is on Allen. The basket was made by Galloway. Big third quarter for Galloway now with 8 points in this quarter. And Allen, it's his third foul. So they've got a, both teams have some players in foul trouble, but Danvers is with a thinner bench, not as deep a bench, is probably more problematic for them. Galloway to attempt the three-point play here. Free throw is in the air. He's got it. That's their third three-point play in recent history here. So Galloway with 15 points. Now a foul here. Reach in foul on Galloway. Let's check. Galloway had... okay, now, so 16 points now for Galloway. So we're in the bonus here. That means Allen will go to the free throw line for the 1-1. Devin Allen. Allen with all five of his points in this quarter, the third quarter. 46-42. Allen's free throw is good, so they'll get the bonus. A minute 25. Devin Allen's second free throw in the air. He's got it. 48-42. Brighton basketball. Up court. Jordan Galloway on the dribble off on the left for Ortiz. A drive and a reach-in foul on Coakley. Shooting foul. That's four fouls on Coakley. And he fouled Johnny Ortiz, who was just 5'2" coming in. I think he probably felt that he was able going to get all ball on that, but it didn't happen. Hushed the crowd here in Danvers a little bit on that foul call. So here, Johnny Ortiz will go to the line for two shots. Makes the first. Ortiz with 5 points, and make it 6 points here for Johnny Ortiz. 48-44 the score. And Danvers struggling to inbound the ball. It's swatted free. Turnover. Brighton ball. Take to the basket. Shot no good. Second effort. No. Here's a third effort. It ball rims around. No. Scrap for the ball. Tied up. Tied up. Allen tied up. Brighton's Gerard Clark had three shots at the basket. 48-42. Ball hung on the rim for one of them for a while. Brighton will inbound the ball on the end line underneath their own basket, trailing four. 48-44. Minute to go, third quarter. Ortiz outside. Baseline off for Gerard Clark on the cut to the basket, and he lays it in. Good strong move by Clark coming in on the left baseline. 48-46, two-point game. Brighton is battled back here. Here's Danvers cutting it down to Nestor, right corner, out on the wing. Man defense by Brighton. Rashad Francois on the wing, back up on top for Allen. Allen on the dribble, foul line, kicks it back out. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Crittenden with a take to the basket. No, Moriarty had the ball, but it's knocked away from him. And the ball, loose ball, is picked up by Brighton. Pull-up jump shot. Good. A three by Jordan Galloway. And that gives Brighton the lead for the first time here in a while. 49-48. There's a pull-up jump shot. It doesn't go. Moriarty saves it on the end line, but it goes to Brighton. Transition drive to the basket and a lay-in by Galloway. Danvers needs a timeout, and they'll take it here. 51-48. Big turnaround here for Brighton. We'll take this break as well. We'll be right back here on MSONewsSports.com. We're in the here at Danvers High School.
For all that's new in kitchen cabinets, visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO News Sports, the home of North Shore Sports Night, Monday night at 7 o'clock, with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns, the North Shore Sports Talk Show.
Welcome back here to Danvers High School. Fourth quarter action here on MSONewsSports.com. It'll be a Danvers basketball on the sidelines. They stack up along the midcourt line going out from the sidelines as we are starting the fourth quarter here. Just starting the fourth quarter. Allen takes the inbounds pass. Allen outside. Ball tipped away from him. Comes back with it. Comes up. Jump shot in the paint. Got it. Devin Allen. Allen got all of his points in the second quarter. He had 7. Now he's got 9. Brighton sets up. Pull up jump shot. Left baseline is good. Taken there from about 10 feet out. Jordan Diaz. 53-50. Brighton leading by 3. 7.5 minutes to go in the basketball game. Here's Allen with a take to the basket. Lost the handle on the ball. Brighton scraps for it. Comes up with the paint. Now Nestor steals the pass. Pull-up jump shot. Francois, a 3. Got it. Rashad Francois ties the game at 53. Brighton basketball. Runner off balance. Good. Tyrone Perry. Little fadeaway. Nice little touch by Perry of Brighton. 2-point lead for the Bengals. Danvers basketball, they trail at home by 2 points. Rashad Francois handles it outside to Nestor. 2 hands over his head up top. On the left for Allen. Wants to shoot, doesn't. Now comes to the paint. Turnover. Down court. Ball batted around. Picked up there by Brighton and laid in. Uncontested layup there by Tyrone Perry. 57-54. What happened in Belmont with this Brighton team? They had all the gas in the fourth quarter by playing a lot of players off the bench during the course of the game in an intense up-tempo game. Francois bumped outside. Take to the basket. We're in a 1-1 here in the second half. So Francois will go to the free throw line. Danvers trailing 4 here. 57-53, 6:16 to play in the game. 2 more subs coming in for Brighton. Going out is Boyer and Diaz, Jordan Diaz. Free throw line, Rashad Francois for the 1-1. First one is good, so they'll get the bonus. 57-54, 3-point game. 6:16 to play. Next one's in the air, and that is good. 2 free throws by Francois here in the fourth quarter. Brings Danvers to within 2 points. Brighton basketball. Pull up jump shot of 3 from straight on. In, out, and back in by Deering. It went down, it came out, but then went right back down through. 60-55, 5-point lead for Brighton. Here's Allen to the basket. Kicks it out to Francois. Left wing. Back down to Allen, left corner. Allen on the dribble, tries to lean in by a defender, can't. Back out to Francois, a take to the basket, passes it off to the corner, out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds by Brighton. It'll be a Danvers basketball. Another sub for Brighton. Boyer coming into the game. Going out of the game is Tyrone Perry. They've got Galloway in there right now, along with Isaiah Winston-Brooks. Danvers inbounding on the end line. Nestor struggling a little bit. Fires it way out back. Stolen there on the inbounds. Boye comes into the corner. Back off on the left for Howard. Pass into the paint. No good. Long down court pass for Francois. He loses it. Taken away from him. Turnover, turnover. And it is a Brighton basketball. Kicking it out. Now we got a foul. An offensive foul on Brighton. A player was driving to the basket, then kicked a pass out on the wing, coming in from the left wing. But he continued on right in, slamming into a Danvers player who drew the offensive foul. Now coming into the game is Johnny Ortiz, 5'2". Danvers basketball trailing 5 with 5:20 to play. In backcourt, Allen over midcourt, doubled. Off on the right wing for Crittenden to Rashad Francois, left wing. Up top, Crittenden, guarded by Ortiz. Back off on the left for Francois. Off for Nestor, top of the circle. On the right, Crittenden down on the cut. Nestor banks it off the glass. No. Coakley back up, and he's got it. Taj Coakley. He's got 8 points now. Coakley, no points in the third quarter. 3 points separating these two teams. Brighton is leading. Here's a drive to the basket and a foul. Foul is on Crittenden. I think that's just his second foul with 4:43 to play. Taj Coakley with 4 personal fouls playing right now for Danvers. At the free throw line is Isaiah Winston Brooks. He's got the first free throw. He'll have another. Ortiz out of the game for Brighton. 61-57. And at the line, Winston Brooks. Free throw is no good. Rebound tipped around. Comes out deep. And Crittenden of Danvers comes away with a basketball. Up court to midcourt. Fouled. Bumping foul on Brighton. Laque Howard with the foul. That's his 4th foul. Howard checks out of the game, I believe. Yes, he's out. And that is his 4th foul. Laque Howard of Brighton with 4 personal fouls. And we're in a double bonus situation here. So now, with the 10 team fouls on Brighton, Trey Crittenden is at the line for 2 shots, the double bonus, and he makes the first, and we'll have the second coming up. 61-58, 3-point game, 1 possession game here. Trey Crittenden, free throw is in the air, he's got that. So now it's 61-59, Danvers is creeping back, 2-point deficit, Brighton basketball, 4:30 to play in the game. Galloway with it. Left block off for Clark. On the cut, Daring. Runner got it. Daring with the 2 points. He's got 4 now. All of his points coming in the fourth quarter. 63-59 the score. Crittenden of Danvers. Just over 4 minutes to play. Francois on the wing, left side. 30. Now Francois' pull-up 3. No good. Off defensive rebound by Brighton. Ball loose on the floor. Picked up there by Galloway. Long down court pass on the right for Perry. Into the paint. Underneath. Layup. No. Rebound pulled down by Nestor. It's a 4-point game. 63-59. 3:43 to play. Allen down in the corner for Crittenden, who dribbles back up top. Off for Rashad Francois. 3. A long one. It's on the rim. No. Rebound loose. And it's a... Who's got it? Brighton has it. Galloway with it. Up court, a blocking foul. It's on Allen. A little chaotic right now. 4th foul on Allen of Danvers. So Allen and Coakley each with 4 fouls for the Falcons. But Coach Walsh, I'm sure, is thinking they've got to play. And at the free throw line, it is Galloway to shoot 1-1. Jordan Galloway's first one is no good. Rebound pulled down by Brighton, an offensive board. With that rebound, it was Gerard Clark They kick it back outside. 3:17 to play. Setting up. 63-59. Brighton leads. With the ball, Galloway on the dribble. Goes by a screen on the right side. Two-hand pass back down underneath. Man free underneath, but right underneath the basket. Now he kick it back out. Shot missed from up tight. Boyer missed the shot, and Danvers comes away with the ball. Crittenden on the rebound. Up court for Francois. Just under 3 minutes to play now. Danvers trails four. 2:50 on the clock. Ball outside. Nestor to Francois. Allen, a three. Right wing, no. Rebound grabbed by Coakley. Coakley going back up strong. Before the shot, there's a blocking foul. But it'll be a two-shot foul because they're in the double bonus. So Gerard Clark with the foul. .239 to play. Clark with his third personal foul. Free throw by Coakley is no good. He'll have another. Coakley with 8 points in the game this afternoon. Coakley, Francois, Allen, Crittenden, and Nestor out in the lineup for Danvers right now. They have a 30-game home unbeaten string on the line this afternoon. Free throw is no good. Long rebound controlled by Brighton. And up court come the Bengals. Here's a take, a layup off underneath. There's a foul and a basket. Basket was laid in by Isaiah Winston-Brooks, who took a feed right underneath. Brooks now with 9 points in the afternoon. He made the 2 points and will go to the free throw line. Another three-point play attempt coming up for Brighton here this afternoon in the second half. They're creeping away here, leading by six now, 65-59. 2.5 minutes to play. Isaiah Winston-Brooks. That foul was on Crittenden. Foul shot is good. Danvers basketball, 2:29 to play. Allen in backcourt looking at a 7-point deficit. Allen, right wing. Foul line, down the paint, a runner, blocking foul. They'll go to the line for two shots. .66-59, 2:18 to play. Danvers needs some strikes fast here. And Allen at the free throw line. Free throw is no good. Danvers has just missed three straight free throws, and that's going to be tough coming back into the game, trying to get back into a game, missing free throws like that. .218 to play. Free throw Allen, good. Got that one. .217 to play. Here's a three in the corner by Brighton. No good. Rebound saved on the end line, or was it saved? Yeah, just an out-of-bounds call. It'll be a Danvers basketball with 2:09 to play. Back into the game is Johnny Ortiz for Brighton. 65-66, 6-point game. Danvers trailing. Inbounds from Nestor to Allen. Up court. Allen got bumped. The ball swatted away from him. Turnover. Brighton has the basketball. Here's Ortiz with a take to the basket. Off the glass, no. Ball loose on the end line. It'll be a Danvers ball. A minute, 57 seconds to play. We're in the fourth quarter. 6-point Brighton lead. Danvers basketball with full court pressure again here. Inbounds pass to Francois in backcourt. Being picked up man for man. Off for Crittenden, up over midcourt, right side. Trey Crittenden. For Allen, coming right to left on the dribble, off for Francois. Back for Coakley. A weave up top. Here's Nestor with a take to the basket. Off balance, shot doesn't go. And it is a Brighton basketball. Galloway, down court. Pass off for Perrin. He banks it off the glass for two. Timeout, Danvers. 68-60. With a minute, now the clock just left me here. They put the timer down. So we'll set the time in just a second here. We'll take this break here. We're in the fourth quarter here on MSO, newsports.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
MSONewsSports.com, keeping you in touch with the North Shore. Our multimedia website presents Trending Now with Josh Arnold, Thursday mornings at 10 o'clock. And follow us on Twitter at MSONewsSports.
Yeah, 1 minute 32 seconds to play. 68-60, Danvers trails 8. They have the basketball in backcourt. With man pressure, struggling to get the ball inbounds. They get it to Coakley. Off for Crittenden on the dribble over midcourt. Crittenden exchanges with Allen. Allen is bumped. Foul. Tyrone Perry commits the foul. That's just his first foul. By the way, Jordan Galloway of Brighton with 21 points here this afternoon. Interestingly enough, he hasn't scored in the fourth quarter, but he has 21 points. Big afternoon for him. Devin Allen at the free throw line. Double bonus situation. Fouled outside for two shots. Allen hits the free throw. We'll have another. 68-61. Ball's in the air. He's got it. Two free throws by Allen. 68-62. Six-point game. Minute 20 to play. Danvers needs a stop and a three. Pass down left corner. Three-man baseline. Shot up, no good. And there's a little contact under there. Could have gone either way. No foul call. Probably a good non-call. Here's Allen back on the attack. A runner, no. Rebounds to the end line and over the end line. It'll be a Brighton basketball. Allen desperately tried to make the save here. Inbounding the basketball will be Jordan Galloway for Brighton. Being picked up three-quarter court by Danvers. 68-62, now under a minute to play. Basketball, Princeton Brooks off for Galloway outside. 48 seconds. Danvers got to go out and foul. Now they tip the ball, but it comes free. A take to the basket and a lay-in by Gerard Clark. They counted that, right? Yeah. 70-62, 8-point game, 41.4 seconds to go. Inbounds to Allen in backcourt. Here he comes, trailing 8. Allen knocked away from him, down court, sneak away, Brighton lay in, and a foul. Danvers' 30-game home win streak looks like it will come to an end this afternoon. With the lay-in, it is Michael Dehring for his sixth point of the afternoon. He'll go to the free throw line. .9 seconds to play. And Michael Dehring is at the free throw line looking for the three-point play. Free throw is no good. Rebound over the end line. It'll be a Danvers basketball. Tyrone Perry with 11 right now for Brighton High School. Allen in backcourt. Quickly up, has a ball knocked away from him. Turnover. Here comes Brighton back on the take, and it's Rashad Francois swipes it away. .8 seconds to play. Inbounds pass. Brighton basketball in forecourt. Dehring outside off for Galloway. Knocked free. Roberto gets it. Here's a three attempt. No. Rebound Brighton on a foul. 72-62. Brighton leading with 11.7 seconds to play here. What we'll probably do here, folks, is probably do a fast wrap-up here at the site and then stay on after a sign-off, and we'll check some other scores for you if we can check some things for you just to see what we have and some other games involving North Shore teams, see if anything's in. Earlier today, the Beverly Danvers Ipswich girls hockey team was a winner over Arlington 4-1. We do have a post up on the website with that game story. Timeout Danvers with 11.7 seconds. Might be able to do a quick wrap up here. 10, 13 points now for Gerard Clark. I mentioned 21 for Jordan Galloway of Brighton, 11 for Tyrone Perry, 6 for Michael Daring, and Johnny Ortiz with, let's see here, 2, 4, 6 points. A lot of free throws in there. And Jordan Galloway again with a 21 points. Looks like he's leading all scores. Jordan Diaz with 4 points for Brighton. For Danvers High School, Rashad Francois with 1, 2, 3, 4 threes. So 6, 10, 15, 18 points Francois with so far here today. And Taj Coakley with 8 points. At the free throw line is Isaiah Winston Brooks. Isaiah Winston Brooks, what's he got here? 2 shots. Both teams are in the double bonus, so he must have 2. Hits the first one. So that's his 11th point of the afternoon. Isaiah Winston Brooks. He'll have another free throw. Now some of the Danvers seniors checking out of the game, or players, getting a hand from the crowd here. What a run these guys have had in North Shore High School basketball. Here's the next one is good. Hey, by the way, check out GaryLarrabee.com sometime this week with a kind of some reaction to all of this. He was our guest at halftime. Here's Allen with a pull-up jump shot. No. Crowd chanting, thank you, Coach Walsh. Now with 2.8 seconds. Brighton, with some real sportsmanship, decides not to go to the basket. They had an open look. They hold the ball, dribble it down, and 74-62 the final score here as the 30-game Danvers home unbeaten streak ends here this afternoon. For Danvers High School, again, Rashad Francois with 18 points, Taj Coakley with 8 points, Trey Crittenden with 14 points, Mike Nestor with 11 points, Devin Allen, all of his points in the second half. So he had 2, 4, 6. Wait a minute here. 2, 4, let me start over here. 7, 10, 12 points. And those were the Danvers scores. And again for Brighton and Coach Hugh Coleman, Jordan Galloway leading everybody with 21 points. Tyrone Perry with 11. Isaiah Winston Brooks with 10. And what we'll do here is we'll wrap it up. So thanks so much for being with us here on MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for being with us. Do check back with the website for some more a little bit later on today or tonight and over the weekend. And those of you listening live to our broadcast, hang in there with us. We'll check the scoreboard here in just a moment. This is MSONewsSports.com reminding you our final score. It is Brighton over Danvers in an MIAA Division II North game, 74-62. Winner of this game goes on and takes on the winner of the Wakefield-Salem game, which we played on Monday. Both coaches, Tom Doyle from Salem and Brad Simpson from Wakefield, were in attendance for this game, taking an eyeball look at Brighton. So congratulations to Coach Hugh Coleman, Brighton High School, and the Bengals for winning today and moving on. And again, a special salute to Danvers basketball and a great run Coach Walsh has had here the last several years, including, of course, the state championship game last year, championship team last year. That's it. I'm Bill Newell. Once again, our final, Brighton 74, Danvers 62 on MSONewsSports.com.